Shane Ritty is the 3IC for the National Party, could well become the government after this year's election, but they've got some work to do, and I guess Shane would be the first to admit that as well. Thanks for joining us again, Shane. Tēnā koe.
Tēnā koe, Dale. Just tautokering your words coming in. We're all trying to get to heaven, brother.
We're all aiming to on the path of enlightenment. Shane Ritty, sadly, there are many unenlightened people that are standing in our way to eventually get there, to utopia or whatever it is. I know it sounds all strange, but no, there's a serious side to what we're saying. I mean, we've got an obligation, haven't we? And our legacy is the quality of the people that follow in our footsteps. So as parents, try and do a great job and be supportive of mukus. There's a formula to it all, and our old people led by example.
I mean, we come here on the shoulders of others, and it is a responsibility and a privilege to leave this mortal existence in a better place than how we found it, Dale.
Terrific, Shane. Okay, well, look, thank you. It's important that we acknowledge that. And what I do also note is the collegial attitude and conciliatory attitude at times in Parliament, and even though the media paint a picture of this big brawl all the time with a sort of a fight of ideas, I think, you know, anyone who gets themselves involved in politics does it for genuine reasons, wanting to improve the state of play. So big ups to them. Right, you are the blue team, and you're batting at number three, which is always a very important time to go out, especially if you've lost your openers. So so out strolls Shane Ritty, pads on. He's not even wearing a helmet today. And he's at the crease now. He's just lining himself up. So, Shane, senior doctors and senior academics are demanding action from the Minister of Health on measuring secondary health care and the concerns about secondary elective health needs. They've raised the issue over a long period of time, and so far their calls received unhelpful responses or even silence. What's going on here? What needs to happen to get the attention of the minister and her officials, please, Shane?
So I think, first of all, we absolutely have to agree and listen to the front line. Choose any health metric you like that they have engagement with, be it ED wait times or, as I put out yesterday, the surgical waiting list, which has now surged for those waiting more than 12 months on the hospital waiting list. And remember, the promise is 4 months. For those waiting more than 12 months in the past year, it's gone up 155% from about 2,000 people waiting in January last year, more than 6,000 at the end of last year. And this is the people waiting more than 12 months. You know, if you've got a hip or a knee and you're waking in pain at night, it's an awfully long time to be waiting, especially when the promise was 4 months. And so those at the front line, they know, see and believe these figures you saw on breakfast television a few weeks ago, the Christchurch surgeon telling Health New Zealand, you are wrong. Your figures are wrong. You are saying that we're getting 70% completion of elective surgery. That is wrong. It's 50% at best. And this was on national television Friday a few weeks ago. So the theme here is we need to believe our frontline health workers. They are the ones who are actually delivering it. They're the ones who are seeing the cancelled lists and seeing the lack of resources. Secondly, whether their voice is being heard under the health reforms, the distance between the patient voice and the minister is nearly double. There are now so many tiers and layers to go through before you can get to the penultimate decision maker. And the same is for senior medical officers, ECMOs, that's our specialists, same sort of thing. The distance and the hurdles for them to get to decision makers is much longer than it ever was before. And furthermore, those decision makers are in Wellington. They are not in your local area. They are not in your region. They're Wellington-based decision makers. And as we heard Rob Campbell say this morning, just a few hours ago, his observation is that the government has been looking at Wellington and turning their backs on the people around the health reforms.
Tēnā koe. Note that Rob Campbell, who's the ex-chair of Te Whatu Ora, has again criticised the reforms in the health sector as being too focused on the broader public service and not on the real needs of clinical and care providers and the wider population. Flesh that one out for our people, please.
Yeah, so the point he's making, and he's absolutely correct, is that it's all been about form, not about function. It's all tiers and tiers, localities, sort of wayfinders, pathfinders and boundary spanners. What the hell are they? You know, you can play with the words, but at the end of the day, people just need their surgery done. They need to spend only as little time as possible in emergency departments. When you're tinkering around the edges and saying, look, what's really important is that we call this person a wayfinder and that person a pathfinder and you're a boundary spanner, that's a madness. That's shuffling the deck chairs while the ship's going down.
What do you make of the supposedly 5,000 of our nurses have made inroads to Oz? What can you say about the model in Australia that sees nurses perhaps compensated for their mahi much better than in Aotearoa, and why it would be such a strong lure? Now, the headline suggests that 5,000 nurses have jumped the ditch, but that's not quite right. They've certainly made inquiries. What do you know of this situation?
So there's no surprise here. If you recall, during the Australian federal election, the main parties talked about a health army, 1.4 billion, I believe it was, of health army that they were going to recruit. And where do you think they're going to look? They're going to look to the nearest and dearest across the Tasman, first of all. And historically, and you know, possibly even going into the future, Australia has always offered better wages, better salary and wages, particularly out in the rural and remote areas. And the areas where we've been best able to compete has been on terms and conditions. But, you know, that whole package here now and a demoralising health reform is encouraging health professionals to look offshore. And the health professionals who contact me daily are just so concerned with the morale of the sector that it's not now just a warm body, it's actually the spirit and the morale of that warm body has been corroded away, and they don't have faith and they don't feel like they're ready to fix bayonets and go over the top for the health reforms or for the current leadership.
Tēnā koe. Thanks for sharing some kōrero with us. Anything you want to add this week, mate?
Say
anything you'd like to add this week, Shane?
Just that we'll keep applying ourselves. Obviously, there'll be questions today about Rob Campbell's disclosures. I think really interesting, he continues to say that there is a health crisis. Everyone in New Zealand continues to say there's a health crisis. But Asher Beryl has picked up the Andrew Little playbook and said, no, I'm going to call it anything, but I'll call it challenged, I'll call it anything, but I'm not going to call it a crisis. Well, I think more fool them, because that sends another signal to the sector of they don't understand. You know, it's what, four or five letters, and they won't say it. So there's a starting point right there. Call it what it is. Call it the crisis that it is. And that's a small start towards actually remedying it.
Thanks for sharing some cordial. Look forward to our next conversation. Shane Reti on Tuesday mornings at around 8:10. Thank you, Shane.
Tēnā koe, Dale.
Tēnā koe, Shane. Kia pai tō wiki.